ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the canto 6, chapter 9, and text today we will read 31 and 32. So please repeat after Yatte gati nam tistri nam ईशितुः परमं पदं नर्वाचीनो विसर्गस्य धातर्वेदितुमर्हति यत्ते गतीनां तृष्णीनां ईशितुः परमं पदम् नार्वाचीनो विसर्गस्य धातर्वेदितुमर्हति यत्ते गतीनां तृष्णीनां ईशितुः परमं पदम् नर्वाचीनो विसर्गस्य धातर्वेदितुमर्हति यत्ते गतीनां तृष्णीनां ईशितुः परमं पदम् नर्वाचीनो विसर्गस्य धातर्वेदितुमर्हति
माता जी।
I will read 31st verse. 31st. Sri Deva Uchu, the demigod said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are competent to give results of sacrifice, and you are also the time factor that destroys the such results in due course. You are the one who released the chakra to kill the demon. O Lord, you possess many varieties of names. We offer your respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. Yat, which te of you gati nam trishinam of the three destinations, the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and the hell, Isitu, who are the controller, Paramam Padam, the supreme abode, Vaikuntha Loka, not, Arvachinaha, a person appearing after, Visargasya, the creation, Dhataha, O Supreme Controller, Vedutum, to understand, Arhati, is able. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. O Supreme Controller, you control the three destinations, promotion to the heavenly planets, birth as human being, and condemnation in hell. Yet your supreme abode is Vaikuntha Dham. Since we appeared after you created this cosmic manifestation, your activities are impossible for us to understand. We therefore have nothing to offer you but our humble absences. An inexperienced man generally doesn't know what to beg from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under the jurisdictions of created material world, and no one knows what benediction to ask when praying to the Supreme Lord. People generally pray to be promoted to the heavenly planets because they have no information of Vaikuntha Dham, Vaikuntha Lok. Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following verse. Dev lokat pitri lokat nirayat chapiyat param tribhyas paramam sthanam vaishnava nam vidusam gati. There are different planetary systems known as Dev lok, the planet of the demigods, Pitri lok, the planets of the Pitas, and Niraya, the hellish planet. When one transcends this various planetary system and enters Vaikuntha Loka, he achieves the ultimate resource of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas has nothing to do with other planetary systems. Yatte gati nam tisrinam isitu paramam padam narvachino visargasya dhatar vedutum arhati. This verse, this is a prayer by demigod. How this situation was created, how come that the demigod had to pray, offer prayers? Previous verses describes that Indra the king of heavenly planet, accepted, invited a rishi, Vishwarup. Indra was interested to perform a very glorious sacrifice, and he was looking for a suitable priest. For that reason, he invited, requested that rishi Vishwarup, please perform the sacrifice on my behalf for me. And the Vishwarup was performing, he was sitting next in the altar, sacrificial arena, kunda, just behind, offering some prayers, oblation, and he did some mistake. It was not exactly befitting in the part of Vishwarup, but he did something against the interest of Indra. Indra was such a selfish person. Immediately, Indra threw weapons and Vishwarup was beheaded. Vishwarup had three heads. All the three heads were beheaded by Indra right next to this sacrificial fire. He was priest. So Indra, you can understand, a demigod, though he is very favorable to Krishna, he is considered to be the bhakta of Krishna, Krishna bhakta, surrendered soul of Krishna, but still he has some propensity. He is prone to make some heavy offense and mistake. Brahman, he killed right there in front of demigod, he killed the Brahman, Vishwarup. Father of Vishwarup, he became very heavy at Bhishar. First, he was very much reluctant. Vishwarup was not willing to accept this type of service, priest. It is not very glorious post. He was requested, he accepted, and Indra killed right there. So his father became very upset with Indra. Then he started another sacrifice with the intention that he wanted to get a son, and intention was that son should kill, Tvashtra's son should kill Indra. For that purpose he started sacrifice. Sacrifice was going on. Brahmanas were knowing that what is intention of performing yajna. Though he has done some mistake, but he doesn't deserve to be killed, Indra. Brahmana was thinking. So the intentionally they recited, uttered the mantra in a wrong way. Not the proper. They have intention. If really they would have uttered the mantra proper way, then a son or demon was destined to take place, and that demon would kill Indra. So Brahmana did not like this idea of Tvashtra Rishi. So they did some mistake. Not mistake, intentionally they uttered the mantra in the wrong way. Still, the mantra was going on, right? From sacrificial fire, on the flame of the fire, a demon appeared. And that demon is considered to be the son of Tvashtra Rishi who was performing yajna. And immediately, so gigantic, so weak, he appeared, came out right from the flame of fire. And he started to grow. Almost he covered whole sky, become so big. And then he attacked. Then he was advised by his father, Tvashtra, see, now it is time you kill Indra and all, including all the demigods. They don't deserve to reside in heavenly planet. They should be killed immediately. And Dhritarashtra started his job in fighting ensued, took place, and the demigods were defeated very badly. They lost the war. and then approach Lord Vishnu for protection. Their big fear was there, so they appeared, they approach Lord Vishnu and they take shelter, Saranagat. And when they took shelter, the lotus feet of Vishnu, of course that time Vishnu was not visible, some places they mentally they take shelter of Vishnu and they offered their prayers. A nice prayer demigod had offered. They wanted protection. In prayer they have mentioned that, my dear Lord Krishna, Vishnu, you are the only surrender. You are the only person worthy to take shelter. Or you are only suitable person for shelter, for saran. So we have taken shelter to you. As if Lord asks, why only me? There are many other people also. Why never taking shelter of other people? They also give protection. Shiva also gives protection. Brahmaji also sometimes he requests his gift protection. Why not go there? In their prayer, the demigods have offered, talked to the Lord. Desiring to be protected by others, they are certainly person, they seek protection and same time they seek protection from other people. There are many people in this material world, apart from Vishnu, they take shelter of other people, other demigods. Then that here demigods headed by Indra, they have taken very much some funny thing, laughing like thing. He said, they are fools. If someone is, he wants to be protected and he takes shelter other than Lord Vishnu, he is a fool. What type of fool? A fool who is desiring to cross the sea, vast reservoir of water, ocean, sea. One person, a foolish person, he wants to cross over the sea. What he does? Then he holds a tail of a dog. With the holding the tail of a dog, that person wants to cross the whole ocean. Suppose any person he wants to from this land, in land of Bharatvar, goes somewhere Cochin or in Kerala area, west coast, and he wants to go America. In between big reservoir of water, ocean, then he is planning to cross, tail, one dog, you swim in the ocean, and I will catch your tail, and because I want to cross, I want to reach another side of ocean, Boston. The demigod, that you can understand the foolishness, stupidness of that person who is so much dependent on an insignificant tiny dog. He wants. So they are a fool. So demigod saying, any person, if he wants to be protected and same time he seeks shelter for other than Lord Vishnu, he is a fool like that person. A dog may be able to swim in your swimming pool. Even that much, it is very difficult to catch the tail of a dog and say that you don't know swimming, then don't try to take this type of risk by catching the tail of a dog. So they are full. That is the reason why, my dear Lord, we take shelter only to you, Vishnu. And then he described that Lord Vishnu, because they are offering prayers, then it's very sincere they are offering prayers. Lord Vishnu appeared right in front of them. Vishnu appeared. when they saw the transcendental beauty of the Lord, in Srimad Bhagavatam, previous verse is Ikshana Ikshana Ahalad Viklava. When they saw the transcendental beauty, beautiful form of Krishna, transcendental form of Krishna, they become overwhelmed with the bliss, with the joy, happiness, simply by seeing that form of Lord. Ikshana Ahalad Viklava. When they saw the form of Lord, of course here it is described that first Lord appeared in the mind of demigod. First he appeared in mind, and then first appeared in the form, they will be able to conceive the form of the Lord in the heart, and then next moment they saw the Lord in front of them. So ikshana ahlad viklava, they become overwhelmed, extremely happy, thus blissful to see the form of the Lord. Lord was very much decorated, and Lord appeared, he describes Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not appear alone. Lord Vishnu appeared along with his 16 personal attendants, Parshad. Krishna was there, Vishnu was there, apart from Vishnu, beside Vishnu, there were 16 another attendants, personal attendants, Parshad of Lord Vishnu, associates of Lord Vishnu. And they were also equally beautiful. They were also equally beautiful. They were as beautiful as Vishnu himself. There was only one difference was there. Lord Vishnu, he had two different ornaments. Kaustubh gem. A certain type of locket, very nice. Lord Vishnu got it when the churning of sea was going on. It was produced from there. Kaustubh is one of the 14 valuable things which came out by churning ocean, Samudra Manthan. So Lord Vishnu was holding, bearing Kaustubh Mani. Other 16 people, they know. Cloth and other, and another marks on the body of Lord Vishnu was on the left side, left or right, left side. Left chest of Lord Vishnu. There were a bunch of hair. Lord Vishnu color, complexion is black, like cloud, blue. And on the blue body of Lord Vishnu, on the left chest, left or right, left. Right. Yeah, left or right. Anyhow, left. There are bunch of hair and the hair, and they are in a golden color. So that only thing they could understand, that demigod could understand, this is Vishnu, and other 16 are his attendants. And then they offer offerings. They fell on the surface of the ground, they fell on the ground like a rod, dandavat. First they saw the beautiful form of Lord, then they offer offerings. Dandavat pranam. Dandavat tam avano sarvi. Dandavat patita raj. They fell on the ground like rod, like a stick. Dandavat. And then they started their prayers. Today verse again. First they have offered up the prayer before appearance of Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu appeared. And then they did some offer formality, devotional offering of senses, seeing. Again they started to pray. This verse, the two verses and further one. Again demigods are praying. 31. Namaste Yaki Viryaya. It is Lord Vishnu, the demigod, telling that it Lord Vishnu is competent enough to give the results of sacrifices. If Vishnu will not give the result, other people have no power to produce the results of the sacrifices. My dear Lord, you are competent enough You are only reason. You produce the results of sacrifice. Otherwise, it will be useless. Any sacrifices in Krishna will not give the power. If he will not be invest his power in yajna, then power of yajna would be zero. And also, and in due course of time, you are one who destroy the results of her sacrifices. And this today, the present word, yatte gati nam tishni nam ishtu paramam pada narva chino visargasya dhatar vedutu marhati. They are telling, offering prayer. My dear Lord, you are the control, supreme controller of three destinations in material world, on material level. We are destined to get one destination out of these three. You are fortunate enough, you may elevate yourself of the heavenly planet. If not that, you may take birth as a human being on earthly planet. Or if you are leading a sinful life, then you may be reduced, condemned for hellish condition of life. The three destination, but everywhere Krishna is in control. He is controlling. You are controlling. You control the three destination: promotion to the heavenly planets, birth as human being, and condemnation in hell. They are telling that, and your abode, Vaikuntha Dham, is far away from this material existence. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about an inexperienced person, when he offer obeisances, when he please Lord, he engage himself in austerity or devotional service, when Lord appears in front of a devotee, appears in front of some ordinary person, so a foolish person, materialist person, he does not know what I should ask from Vishnu. Usually, materialist, when they please or do some pious activity, or they offer prayers to Vishnu, Vishnu appears, then usually materialist ask for the good birth in the earthly planet, aristocratic birth on earthly planet, or some they want to be elevated on the heavenly planet. And otherwise, they are condemned to go in the hellish planet. So people have no information about Vaikuntha planets. In purpose, Srila Prabhupada Thakura, people in general, materialist people have no any information about Vaikuntha planet. What is Vaikuntha? And then Srila Prabhupada quoted one verse from Madhvacharya. Dev lokat pitri lokat nirayat chapi yatpar. Vaikuntha planet is beyond heavenly planet. Vaikuntha planet, it is part of material creation. And Vaikuntha is transcendent. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, who becomes eligible to elevate himself to the Vaikuntha planet? Mam chayo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samutityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Mam chayo bhakti yogena abhyabhicharena bhakti. Bhakti yog abhyabhichari. One point, note in all respect, when one person is engaged in devotional service, abhyabhichari bhakti, without any mistake, abhyabhichari bhakti, bhakti yogena sevate, when one we serve the Lord, engage ourselves in the service of Krishna with love and devotion, and sa gunan samutityeta, and that person becomes eligible to transcend the three modes of material nature. By any other means, sacrifices, yajna, anything, we will not be eligible, qualified enough to transcendence the mode of material nature. Only if someone is interested to transcend the modes of material nature, he wants to cross over material existence, then he must take devotional service as the ultimate purpose. Samtityan Brahma Bhuyaj. Then that person comes on the platform, that Brahma Bhut platform. And that Brahma Bhut platform, the base of that Brahma Bhut platform is Vishnu. How this verse comes? Brahmaro hi pratisthan. I am the basis, the whole impersonal jyoti, impersonal is resting on me. I am the Aadhar, I am the. And then, first we have to raise ourselves to Brahmabhut platform. Transcend this material nature, and then again we further cultivate our pure devotional service, then that person become eligible or qualified enough to enter in the planet of Vaikuntha Loka. That is final destination. Vaishnava nam vidusham gati. That gati, that destination, that place is for Vaishnavas. And here also Vidusam, who learned, Vidwan. Only Vidwan and Bhakt can enter in Vaikuntha Loka. So their prayer, of course in the prayer Lord says that you are talking of such an elevated thing. Demigod, you are talking, so it looks like you are really great personality. But what you are doing, you have come here for me, for what? They told that, you please Lord, first they talk, they give some power. We want to kill one demon. So we will kill the demon and then we come enjoy the heavenly delight. Prayer was such a glorious, but for what reason? You please help us that Vritrasu should be killed. And then again we can regain the heavenly planet and enjoy material delight of heaven. And then they were thinking, no, we will not be able. So then request, no Lord, you please kill. We don't want to kill, you please, we are not competent, we may be defeated, you please kill Vritrasu. So Lord said, no, that I am not going to do. Vritrasuraji, you are also my devotee. You are also, you have taken, so I can do something, I can tell. Then Lord told one thing. Indra, you go on the earthly planet, their very elevated saintly personality, Dadhichi. All his power of his tapasya invested in his bones. Go there. Request him, he should die, give up his life, and beg his bones. And with the help of the bone, you engage Vishkarma, you create, make a weapon, Vajra. And by the Vajra, I will also invest my energy. Krishna said, Vishnu, I will invest. The Vajra will be invested by my potency, my power. And then you will be able to kill. So Indra, please go there. Ask. When Indra heard this advice by Lord Vishnu, usko ta aisa laga ki prithvi, pair se prithvi ki sak gaye. He become very much pale, disturbed. No Lord, I can't do this one. I can't go in front of the Dhichi Rishi. Then, here, of course, Sridhar Swami has quoted one story also. One story goes like this. The Dhichi was a very highly elevated personality, great tapasvi. He was expert in performing material sacrifices as well as he was very elevated person, devotee of Krishna. Spiritual potency and material potency was there with him. So one time, Ashwini Kumara, their twin brothers, their doctors in heavenly planet, two persons, name is one, Ashwini Kumar, they are twin brothers, and they are physician, they are doctor in heavenly planet, Vaikuntha, not Swarga. So one point they are very much, we are simply this surgery, cutting and this and the medicine, we must learn some transcendental wisdom, transcendental knowledge, anvakshi vidya, adhyatma vidya, and same time we should understand our relationship with Krishna and should engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. For that reason, they were looking, their guru, they are looking who is the person who can enlighten us in transcendental gyan, knowledge. So at that time, the Dadhichi was the top most learned spiritualist. All the way from heavenly planet, they descended in the ashram of the Dadhichi Rishi, and they are requested, they introduced themselves that we are Ashwini Kumara, Ashwini Kumar, the physician, the doctor of heavenly planet, please, we have taken shelter, please give us transcendental knowledge, impart, instruct transcendental knowledge, adhyatma vidya. Then Dadhichi was very much pleased, okay. But for time being, I have taken a vow, I am performing some certain type of sacrifices, please come after some day. And they got appointment after 1 week or 1 month. Will you come and I will impart that Vedic knowledge unto you, transcendental knowledge unto you. They become very much jubilant. They went to the heavenly planet. They are telling everybody, now we got the guru and in due course of the near future, we are going to be initiated and I will get bhakti and jnana. We will. They are very much jubilant. Indra heard. Indra did not appreciate, he did not like this idea. My subordinate, I am king, I don't know bhakti, I have no jnana, transcendental. Why my descent, follower, subordinate, why they should get transcendental knowledge, not me, why they should be initiated first, and I am after. Immediately, Indra came, flew in the sky and descended on the ashram of Dadhichi Rishi. Thus, this is respect. Thus, this is came to know the king of heaven, Indra. He respect, offer all the due puja, did receive very nicely. And then Indra told, I heard that my subordinates, my follower, my servant, Ashwini Kumara came to you. Yes, they came and they are interested to know some transcendental knowledge. I have promised them in due course of time they will be really bhakta, knowledgeable person. Then Indra told, my dear Dadhichi Rishi, accept this as my warning as well as my threat, both. Please don't instruct them, don't tell about transcendental knowledge. If you dare, despite my warning, then I tell you, I will chop off your head from your trunk. So please, the head you will be speaking, that will be not together with the main body trunk. It will be completely separated. Indra left. Indra went. And when the time came, Ashwini Kumara, they have appointment, right on the time, before time they again came. And now they are very much jubilant in just in, this is now, in few days we will be transcendentalist, jnani, bhakta, initiated one. When they reached there, they saw that the Dadhichi was not as happy as they have seen previously. few weeks ago we were so jubilant, and but this time we are a little morose. Then they asked Ashwini Kumar, what is wrong with you? You have some sickness, some problem, either in body or in mind, physically or mentally. We are doctors, we are physicians, not from earthly plant. We have degree and qualification from heavenly plant. This is curing any person to left hand business for us. Please tell us. And you need now to know that my anxiety, I have promised you to impart knowledge, I am, you sit. But still they can know, but if the guru is not so happy, we want to cure, what is? Then helplessly, first he did not want to reveal Dadhiti Rishi, because he was thinking that when they will hear, they will be also unhappy. But when he was forced, then he revealed, he told that this has happened. Then related the whole story. I will speak, but I have to pay the price. My head, this will be not with a trunk on. It will be, I will be beheaded. Beheaded word. Then Ashwini Kumar, don't worry, Guruji. Why, Indra, we are going to chop off your head. We will cut your head. We will keep, preserve it nicely. And we'll cut a horse head and join in your body. You speak that knowledge. And they did. Dadhiti tha, main to mar nahi ja raha. I said, ye nahi marenge, to Indra marega. The better for right cause. So they cut off Ashwini Kumar, the expert physician, cut off their head, put some freezer nicely, preserve it, and they chop off one head of a horse, joined with the body, and Dadhichi Rishi spoke. Indra was knowing that Ashwini Kumara had gone, they have gone, and he was thinking that soon they will return. Dadhichi Rishi is not going to impart knowledge, transcendental knowledge. But one day, 2 days, they did not come. Indra again came. He has some doubt that maybe I have given him warning, still maybe he is giving transcendental knowledge, gyan. When Indra came for long distance from the sky, he saw that two were, they were sitting and Dadhichi was speaking. From long distance, he did not bother to come near. From there, he released his weapon and that head was beheaded. And then Ashwini Kumar, his original, they have preserved the that is the reason why, you know, this transcendental knowledge, sometimes it is called Anvikshi Vidya, Adhyatma Vidya, Athwa Asvasira Vidya. This transcendental knowledge, one time it was spoken by the Asva, horse, Sira, by the mouth of a horse. That is the reason why the adhyatmic gyan, transcendental knowledge, sometimes it knows asusira vidya. So this incident had taken place, encounter with Indra and Dadhichi. Now Lord is telling you, go and beg bones from Dadhichi Rishi. Indra's name, how I will show my face to Dadhichi, what I have done for him. Please, Lord, please don't. I can't open my mouth. I can't dare to be in front of the Dadhichi Rishi. So Lord said, if not you, then this Ashwini Kumara, your servants, they can request in your behalf. You hide yourself behind that big crowd of them. And this happened. That they went, all demigod, but Indra did not dare to ask. He was just behind and told Ashwini, you go, your disciple. And they asked, then Dadhichi Rishi gave. So the nine incident, Sridhar Swami has quoted this story in his commentary, and same time Prabhupada has translated this story in this chapter. So I think I should stop here. Anything, any question or comment?
gods didn't just use the Narayana Kavacha when Vidrasura was killing them? Was it no longer potent after Vishwarupa was beheaded?
A previous chapter described that Vishwarupa gave this Narayana Kavacha, where it is some protecting shield should be put. They have learned, Vishwarupa has already instructed Narayana Kavacha to Indra. Prabhuji is asking, he was equipped with demigod, were equipped with the Narayana Kavacha. Still, they were defeated by Vritrasura. This is question precisely. How come that the Narayana Kavacha did not work? The Narayana Kavacha, it was invested by the all super potency of Vishnu. And when they were in a danger, Vritrasura appeared, took birth, and he started to harass, attack demigod, and demigod was defeated. How come that they did not use Narayana Kavacha for their protection? Or if in case they have used, how that potency did not work? How come that Narayana Kavacha did not protect demigod? Question is clear. The question part is crystal clear. This is also my question also. Narayana Kavacha पहले सीख लिए थे इसी के लिए. Narayana Kavacha जब युद्ध के समय काम नहीं आया क्यों नहीं किया कि वो काम नहीं किया कि यूज नहीं किए. यूज तो जरूर किए होंगे उसी के लिए सीखे थे. और यूज किए तो काम नहीं आया कि यूज नहीं किए. तो एग्जैक्टली दिस इज आल्सो द माय क्वेश्चन आल्सो. इट इज रियली इनकंसीवेबल फॉर मी टू अंडरस्टैंड. And I highly appreciate your perfect question and my perfect embarrassment also. Such a awkward, unique, awkward position sitting here on the, were supposed to represent Vedavyas there, but I myself is bewildered. It is such a unique, awkward position of my sitting here. ठीक है क्वेश्चन थिंकिंग अबाउट क्वेश्चन इट सेल्फ बी वेरी ग्लोरी. सो दिस हैपेंड आफ्टर द वृत्रासुर. Vritrasura has swelled. When Vritrasura, this happened before Vritrasura, Vritrasura again, they were harassed. The one point, even Vajra, which was supposed to be invested by the power of potency, it also fell from. It threw the Vajra and Vajra become not successful. So Prabhuji asking that fighting started, and here this prayer, because they were defeated. Before their defeat they had that, but they did. After again Indra used, because one Indra was swallowed in the stomach of Vritrasura, he used that. But how come that in beginning it did not work? Subha Krishna telling that after some time, again, the Vajra was completed, made by Vishwakarma, and again fighting took place. And one point, Indra was swallowed. Indra was in the stomach of Vritrasura. So because he was knowing Narayana Kavacha, then he recited Narayana Kavacha within, and then he was able to come up, pierce the body of Vritrasura and came up. But still, question remains the same potency, question remains in the same potency that why, how come that they were defeated, though they were equipped with the Narayana Kavach. Anything? Anvikshiki Vidya, the another name, transcendental knowledge, that is Adhyatma Vidya, Anvikshiki Vidya, Asusira Vidya, this is a different name of the same knowledge, which we say transcendental knowledge, king of knowledge, transcendental knowledge. On the separate name, Adhyatma Vidya, Anvikshiki Vidya, Asusira Vidya, there are other names also.
That is about the Supreme Lord.
About Supreme Lord. Of Adhyatma Vidya means something about transcendental knowledge, beyond the jurisdiction of material existence. There is some Vidya, if you want to cross that Vidya we have to. So another name of Adhyatma Vidya is Anyukshi Vidya or Asusira Vidya. Part time, hai na?
I'm just listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and he said one name for Krishna is Anupa. Krishna is transcendental realization, is not from Krishna. So is that also, could be applied to the term that you mentioned?
I could not understand. I did not understand. Anubhav.
I was listening to a lecture, Prabhupada said that Krishna is transcendental realization. And a name for Krishna is Anubhav.
Anubhav. that's it. Anubhav. So here I should. Krishna, Haridas. Okay. माइक के सामने आ जाइए, ऐसा मत पूछिएगा कि इम्प्रेसमेंट हमको. Direct also, if you are competent enough. Uddham gachanti sattvastha madhye tishanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittistha adho gachanti tamasa. Then Krishna says, mam cha yo abhya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate. If someone serves me with abhya vichari bhakti, unadulterated devotional, then so guran samutityetan, he transcends the all three modes of material nature and he comes of that platform, brahma bhuaya kalpate, brahma bhuya kalp platform. And then Krishna says that brahma roham pratishthaya, I am the basis of that impersonal feature of brahma. Their impersonal feature of Krishna, I am the basis, it is Brahma realization or impersonal aspect of Brahma, it is resting on the Krishna. So direct also, we really, if we abhyabhichari bhakti, we engage ourselves in pure devotional service. So we need not, though it is one point, we have to transcend material modes of nature. Brahma Bhuaya platform, from there we may be promoted, but it is always advised in Vedic literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, that direct is okay, better. Say you go some place, like you go to United States, sometimes a direct flight from here, Delhi, and sometimes they go London or some place, they take fuel and rest, and from there proceed. But better to take a direct flight from Vrindavan to Vrindavan. Yes. Just. Huh? You prefer lift. I will also prefer lift. ठीक है भैया. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की